Good morning. It is 8:16. It's Galesburg's Morning News. Thanks for being with us here this morning. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher here on this Wednesday morning. Well, coming up tomorrow, something that is probably much needed, and it's great that this is going to be happening here locally, a Zoom discussion with all the isolation during the this COVID-19 pandemic, and there's a lot of mental health issues, and some people maybe that wouldn't necessarily have problems having some issues, and so a Zoom discussion on it coming up tomorrow, and joining us to talk more about it, Stacey Brown from Bridgeway State, still the vice president, right?
I'm still the vice president.
Okay,
yes.
I was considering giving you a raise and upping your position.
But I think that's still my position, as far as I know.
Bill might frown upon that, though, right? Well, Stacey, thanks so much for coming in with us here this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Well, and one thing we'll do later, we'll post this interview on our website and our Facebook page, and we'll give you the link you need to get signed up for the Zoom tomorrow.
So. Perfect.
So what we're going to do to talk about this thing, there's going to be, obviously, you're going to be there speaking, and there will be some others, Peterson Healthcare, Compassus Hospice, the Alzheimer's Association. So kind of talk about what's going to happen first off tomorrow, what we're going to kind of deal with.
The goal really is to focus on how isolation through COVID-19 is really affecting older adults. And what does that mean for them? How does it affect their mental health, their regular physical health, and what to look for, what we can do, and ways to recognize symptoms and ways to fight it as well and help them.
Yeah, and the isolation is such a huge thing, because there might be a few, but not very many people that don't crave some sort of human interaction.
Well, exactly, and that's part of the difficulty and everybody has said it, you know, we as humans can be very social creatures. I know there's that group that is very introverted and maybe isn't the same, but for the most part, we want to be around other people, and maybe not all the time, but we need that interaction, because even studies have shown that being social with other people is significant in how it affects your mental health, but also your physical health.
Yeah, you know, what's the hardest part of this for us has been Tyler not being able to hug me throughout each morning.
I'm sure.
I don't want to talk about it.
I didn't figure you did.
I can see how much he's hurting.
Yes, I missed the embrace.
Well, no, but it is a real thing. You know, one of the interesting things with you being at Bridgeway, and we were talking a little bit off the air that some people, there's so many more mental health issues happening now. It's like, well, not. I'm sure there are some more, but not necessarily. A lot of this was already there, and maybe this exacerbated it some or whatnot.
I would think so. So yes, I agree. I think that we are seeing people who maybe are not as susceptible to mental illness or mental health issues are having those levels of anxiety and depression, not being able to do the things they've always done. All of the information behind COVID and what you should be doing, what you can't do. And so I do think that we have seen mental health and substance use issues come more to the forefront. But I think the thing that we need to understand is that these issues have always been there. And it's very unfortunate that it took a worldwide pandemic for some people to say, wow, this is an issue. Nope, it's always been an issue. And it's about time that people started really recognizing it and understanding that it is time to do something about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's been going on, and it took maybe somebody who kind of started thinking, maybe somebody who's been isolated, like, wow, this is really tough, and right. I may have some issues now. It's like, oh, other people do have this. This is a real thing.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that just makes it frustrating for those of us who fight the stigma of mental health and substance use every single day, to say to others, we've always been here. We've always been trying to do this. We've always been trying to get other people to recognize this. And now it's very much being pushed to the forefront.
You know, the Stacey Brown, vice president of Bridgeway, joining us here this morning. You mentioned the isolation, and obviously there are things that can be done about that. Might be a little bit harder because some people prefer to be isolated because of their fear of the coronavirus, which is fine. But one of the other things you mentioned is the anxiety, and that's affecting people of all ages. And because there is so much information and misinformation out there, no matter where you look or where you watch or where you read, you're seeing information, and some people, it's just freaking them out.
Right. And in normal times, I use normal in air quotes, we are bombarded with a lot of information, but over the past year, and I can't believe it's been a full year, the amount of information and misinformation that has been thrown at people and trying to find what's right and what's incorrect and being able to weed through it, it is very anxiety provoking, even for people who would deal with things like that in a normal day. It's so heightened that, like I said, people who are not usually susceptible to feeling that higher level of anxiety have really kind of stepped up and said, yes, this is affecting me too.
Well, I think also with the contentious election we just had, that also, again, you know, may have added to people's anxiety that maybe it wouldn't have in a, like you said, quote unquote, normal year, maybe a little bit. But when you add that to it and, you know, of so many strong feelings on one side or the other of the election, that just added to it in a lot of cases.
I think 2020 was really a year that people could look back and just be astounded at the things that we went through, the things that we dealt with, the way that we functioned every day, but also the way that people treated each other and just the things that happened. It was amazing to watch people change who you wouldn't think, but also to watch people be so sad because of the way things were.
Stacey Brown, Vice President of Bridgeway, joining us here this morning. Coming up tomorrow, that's a Zoom, kind of like a mental health forum. There's going to be a panel of speakers, including Stacey, also from Peterson Healthcare, Compassus, and the Alzheimer's Association, and dealing with this, and especially with seniors and those that have been isolated. It's a Zoom discussion. It gets underway at noon tomorrow, goes from noon till, it is tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah, noon until 2 tomorrow. Yeah, I'm looking at the date here. I was like, what is today? So noon to 2 tomorrow. And again, we'll post the information on our website and on our Facebook page as to how you can get signed up to listen in and hear some discussion. Stacey, let's talk about what, you know, is there some self-help for people? I guess, number one, you know, maybe stay away from social media or watching news or something. But there are sources where you can find if you're anxious, go to the CDC's website.
Right. And there are a ton of great resources online. But you are right. It's hard to not get sucked into it. But one of the best things you can do is just really limit the news intake that you have, the amount of social media that you participate in. You know, if you feel like it's something you need, set boundaries for yourself. I'm only going to get on the news for 15 minutes, you know, at night, or I'm only going to get on Facebook twice during the day for 10 minutes. It will do your mental health an incredible amount of good. Things like watch what you eat. It's so easy, you know, to sit at home and eat crappy food because you can't get out and you can't do the things you want to. But it's important to really stay in habits. So good eating habits, taking care of yourself, doing some form of exercise or activity, even if it's 15 minutes a day, just trying to really stay in routines. Those are the best things. And I think the hardest thing, and what the panel and webinar will focus on tomorrow, is how that affects older adults. We've heard so much over the past year about elderly and older adults in long-term care, nursing homes, and how this has affected them. And it has been incredibly significant. And the things that we hear coming from this population, that they are so miserable, so isolated, and feeling so depressed.
Well, you mentioned exercise. I guess releasing some endorphins can never hurt.
Never. It's always good for you.
Plus, I mean, you know, if you're got to get online, just Google cute puppies and just scroll through cute puppy pictures.
Exactly.
Or follow Tyler on Instagram. You'll find some.
Yeah, it's a cute, day brightener.
Cute pictures. I don't know. Do you put pictures of Bo on there, or is it just you?
Well, I usually crop him out.
So what, it's just cute pictures of you?
Who wants to see a toddler?
Just cute pictures of Tyler.
He looks like my wife anyway.
But no, there are things you can do. And what about as far as somebody who's been isolated, whether in a nursing home or whatever, what any suggestions on things they can do, especially if they're still not necessarily feeling safe being around even family members, or if they don't have family members.
I've seen great ways that people have become very creative with seeing their family, you know, whether it's at the outside of windows, making phone calls. How can long-term nursing care or long-term care nursing homes help people with tablets, making those connections with families? We've got to get creative in order to get these folks connected. And the hard thing is, even in the walls of these facilities, they're trying to keep people away from each other. And that makes it really difficult. You know, their form of socialization is with each other, and they're missing that too. And so we've got to find good, healthy ways for them to get creative, to get that interaction.
Yeah, and I understand it's not the same as physical contact, getting a hug or whatever, but still, just even mentally, just to be able to talk. And there are some good things in social media, like Facebook has the way you can video chat with somebody, yep. Or, you know, whether it's FaceTime or, like you said, with Zoom or whatever the case may be, just try to interact somehow.
Exactly. And like you said, there's tons of resources online that people can find. There's a lot of different programs that you can do online. And again, you know, you want to keep people off of social media, but if they're online for the right reason, trying to do some self-help or trying to make connections, then that's always a positive spin to it.
Yeah, I guess finding those right resources though online. Where, like, what suggestions are there? Like a website in particular, and even if whatever CDC or through Bridgeway's website, is there connections?
I mean, just as simple as putting what you need in the search.
Okay.
And the top ones that are coming up are usually the most active, that people are using those resources the best. So wellness tips, how to stay active during isolation. And there's a bunch of different resources that will come up. And I actually did do some searching yesterday for these specific things. And I looked at the top five, and they were all useful, valid tools. So it is hard during this time to be trusting of everything you see online. But usually the ones that come up first are the ones that are valid and helpful. And even when I did the search yesterday, it was pretty accurate. So it's all out there. There are so many different possible programs. And even for older adults, there are very specific programming and tips and ideas that can be incredibly useful.
Stacey Brown, Vice President of Bridgeway, joining us here this morning. Again, tomorrow from noon to 2, it is a Zoom event, a discussion on mental health, isolation, and COVID-19, and specifically focusing on seniors, but there will be several different speakers, including Stacey, and our own Chris Poston will be moderating the event. And again, on our website and our Facebook page, we'll post this interview, and we'll have a link and the meeting ID and passcode as to how you can get in, be connected to it. Stacey, is this a case also with, you know, this is, and we're talking about seniors in particular, but I'm guessing at Bridgeway and other places where we deal with mental health issues, we're looking at all ages, because kids not being able to go to school, other kids not being able to do their athletics or extracurriculars. I'm guessing you've kind of seen and heard from all different age groups.
Absolutely.
This point.
It's not affecting just one population, just one ethnicity, just one age range. It's everyone. Excuse me, it's across the board, and it has even from very young kids who are very active and they want to be outside, they want to be playing. It's been hard to get them into a new mindset that you can't do these things regularly. And so, but every age range has been affected, and we're just trying to find ways for people to recognize it. I know the people who work and are with these people in long-term care or in elderly living facilities, they're seeing them every day. So how do we recognize somebody who is a little bit more isolated, feeling a little bit more depressed, and how do we get them back into a regular flow and routine, but also how do we get them connected again?
Absolutely. Well, again, we'll post the information on our website and our Facebook page. Panel of speakers tomorrow, mental health, isolation, and COVID-19, a Zoom discussion tomorrow. Fighting for our seniors' mental health amidst this pandemic. And again, if you need some help, number one, do what you can to get help.
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the things that we've seen people very much struggle with this past year is just reaching out. We're a society that will normally say, well, this will pass or I'll get through this. But with everything that's happened the past year, that has not been as easy maybe as it normally has been for people. And so the thing that we have just encouraged everybody to do is just really reach out to someone. And I'm not saying that you have to call your community mental health agency. Call a friend, call a family member, call someone you know and just say, hey, this is what's going on with me. And that's the first step is really just saying something in general.
Yeah. And if you see somebody, if you have a family member or friend or whatever, maybe you make a suggestion or what.
Pay attention to the signs and symptoms.
Absolutely.
Most times you'll be able to see it. People withdrawing more, not talking as much, not connecting with you like they normally would. So be aware of that. And don't ever be afraid to reach out the other way too and say, hey, I'm really concerned about you. I haven't heard from you. I'm worried.
And I guess this is a situation where a 2-1-1 would come into play also. If you don't know who to contact or who to contact for somebody else, maybe dial 2-1-1 and they can kind of put you in the right direction.
There are a ton of resources out there. And if you're also not sure, you can dial 2-1-1. You can call out to Bridgeway. We can help direct you in different ways. Even the groups on the panel, the Alzheimer's Association, Hospice Compassus, Peterson Healthcare, we all have different lists and resources, and we all are trying to get people the help they need. So don't be afraid to reach out. And even if it's just to say, I'm not sure what direction I'm supposed to go, call somebody and they can point, one of us will get you in the right direction.
Well, I guess also we need to remember once, if this thing is ever over, the pandemic itself, and we're back to whatever the new normal is, that remember these issues are still out there for a lot of people. Don't forget that. Still be on the lookout for it, whether it's for yourself, a family member, friend, or whatever, coworker, whatever.
Exactly, because mental health and substance use did not just start in 2020. They were here a long time ago. We've been working to decrease the stigma and get people to recognize the importance of watching for signs and symptoms. And so don't stop doing that.
You know, as much as you mentioned the word stigma, and it's less so than it was, whatever, 20 years ago, but it's still there.
We've made steps forward. We haven't made enough steps forward yet. And so we're still fighting that battle, and we will continue to fight it every day to make sure that people understand this is a real thing. Your mental health is just as important as your physical health.
Absolutely. Stacey Brown, Vice President of Bridgeway, joining us here this morning. Again, tomorrow from noon to 2, it'll be a Zoom discussion, fighting for our seniors' mental health amidst the pandemic. Talk about mental health, isolation, COVID-19, and you can join it. And again, we'll have the information out there, the meeting ID and the passcode. We'll have that when we post our interview later this morning on our website, WGIL.com. Also, it'll be on our Facebook page. Stacey, anything else we need to know?
I just want to thank the experts who are going to be on the panel. Again, Peterson Healthcare, Hospice Compassus, and the Alzheimer's Association when it comes to elderly adults and what they're experiencing. These people are right on the forefront seeing it every day. So I just want to thank them for being a part of this.
Absolutely. Stacey, thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.